From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farm groups say they fear the EPA's new Waters of the United States rule will create confusion and cause disruptions to routine agricultural activities. The rule expands the federal government's reach, allowing regulation of most any low spot on a farmer's field where water stands or channels. Critics argue that may expose farmers to unknowing violations and require permits for ordinary activities like plowing, planting, or fencing, which could result in costly legal fees. Over the last two decades, the strongest job gains in rural America were in smaller industries that tend to employ high-skilled workers, with the highest growth in the real estate industry. USDA Economic Research Service reports also show rapid growth in the administrative services, healthcare and social assistance, scientific and technical services, education, and finance and insurance. Consistent with this shift, the percentage of rural college-educated workers increased from 21.5% in 2012 to 23.8% in 2019. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson will keynote the inaugural Plant-Based Products Council annual conference in Washington, D.C., March 27th through 29th. The Pennsylvania Republican will share Congress's priorities for the 2023 Farm Bill, growing the bioeconomy, rural economic development, and fostering innovation in agriculture. The association's inaugural conference will explore the innovations, business models, and policies influencing the entire bioproducts lifecycle. Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers' next Los Angeles auction, February 9th and 10th, featuring more than 1,300 items. For details, visit rbauction.com.